Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I want to think for a few minutes about the story gap that we are experiencing. Call it a story gap because there are two different experiences running through our communities right now. And one is the experience of people who are still going out to work and are still encountering difference every day. And whether they are essential workers, delivering things, running grocery stores, getting out there to make stuff happen, to maintain buildings and public services, or whether they are medical professionals who are up close and battling this virus. All of those people have stories in their experience that will help them know what to expect and how to interact and how to keep going. Because human history is full of stories of people banding together to move into uncharted territory, to encounter things that are challenging, but to encounter them together. And to encounter them by noticing that we have differences and those differences can help us survive. That what one person can't do is something somebody else can do. And in those interactions of thought and feeling and action, we survive challenges, we explore. And stories like this really help us. They're stories of teamwork. They're stories of development. They're stories of individuals supported by other people, by their network of connection. So there are people doing really difficult things, but they have the advantage of knowing human beings have done really difficult things together before. And then there is the experience of people who are now working from home, living at home, stuck at home. Maybe stuck at home without family, without roommates, without work. And imagine the story poverty of this. Because people have very seldom made stories about outcasts with nobody and no way of connecting. And even those stories aren't what we're experiencing now. We have friends, we have family, we have people we care about who care about us. And we can't get to them. We can't travel to them. We can't spend time with them. We can't hug them. All of the sort of storytelling standards just don't apply right now. We need stories of what it means to care so much that we can care through the airwaves, through electronics, through phone calls, through podcasts. But we don't have a lot of those stories. Because the way human beings have survived, our superpower has been to gather and collaborate and make the most of our differences. And it feels to a lot of us that we are now trying to do something different, something that is driven by really good reasons. You know, the virus really does spread through contact. And it really is devastating to communities, to individuals, to healthcare systems. So I'm not saying, isn't it awful that the government is keeping us apart? I don't believe the government is keeping us apart. I believe we're keeping us apart because we do care. But we need new stories about how to care, how to be human beings, how to connect with people we love enough to be different than those people. Not just to hear the same old, not just to be cut off from people who are taking the real risks, but also living a life that feels more familiar to us. That's a story gap. And how are we going to bridge it? Well, the first thing I think we need to do is to acknowledge that there are two really different tracks for people's experience to be taking right now. And even if you are somebody who is in Zoom meetings 9 to 5 and then sending texts and emails all evening, even if you are exhausted by how much electronic communication you have, you are not having the same experience as people who are working together in physically present ways. It's different. And in that difference, out of that difference, maybe we can start talking to each other about how to survive, but also about how to get through this to something else. Because if the only way for people to be safe is to be separate, we don't have any evidence that's going to work very well. We haven't, as human beings across all these different societies, created a lot of stories that say being independent means you can look after yourself, you can look after just a handful of people. We talk about me time, but for most of us, me time involves you time. It involves being close to you time. And sometimes that means being physically intimate. Sometimes it means being emotionally intimate. And sometimes it just means being in proximity with other people so that we can feel that we are not alone, but that we are part of something bigger than ourselves, a web of social connection. And so my question for you is, where are you going to find stories that help you imagine that if you're home and if you are alone, if you are listening to this voice because you need somebody to talk to and somebody to listen to, if you are listening to this podcast because you have had the same old thoughts day after day and you are desperately looking for a way to let difference in, the kind of difference that would pop into your awareness all the time if you were out in the world surrounded by other people, then let's think about what stories help. Where are there stories about people who are temporarily isolated from what they love and who have to use that sense of what is good to build towards a future? There are those stories. I know what my stories are, but I'm curious, where do you have stories like that? Stories of somebody maybe who created a business after failure after failure, after inventing ideas and working on them in isolation. Maybe stories about time travelers and space travelers and explorers who went out to find something that they could bring back and share, something that would make the world better. But while they were there, they were on their own. Maybe it's the story of an athlete who just kept hammering away, or an artist who was creating something nobody else understood. But I'm going to encourage you, find those stories that will get you through. And if you are on the other side of the story divide and you can't imagine anything except your current experience because it's overwhelming to be out there, to be fighting this virus, to be working and trying to be close and be distant at the same time all the time, then where will you find stories? Because everything human beings experience, somebody has experienced before. And if they experienced it, they made a story about it. And those stories turn up everywhere, not just on our Netflix and Primes and Craves, but in our social media feeds, in images that remind us that we heard once a story about. The one thing we can't do is just give up on story, because stories are a human superpower. They are the way we declare that experience is not isolated. It's not trapped in our heads. It's not even trapped in our houses now. Our experience is meant to be shared, because as we share experience, we add new colors and layers and versions that make that experience into stronger, more resilient patterns for coping with challenges and for moving towards goals. And we need those challenges, we need those goals, we need those expectations that there will be a way forward more than we've ever needed them before. We need more than ever before to feel that to be human is to be connected. And so I invite you to listen to the stories you are told each day by people who don't know they're storytellers, but just think that they need to talk to somebody, or that you need to talk to listen critically to the stories that are around you, that are catching and calling for your attention, but may not be helping, and to make stories out of your experience that allow you to know who you are and who you want to be as we move through this most challenging and strange of times. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.